Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We were just talking about our very first cars, and all three of us guys had stories about our very first car.
Uh-huh. And Heidi's story was, I had a Fiat.
You didn't assume that girls don't have stories.
Yeah.
You have assumed that girls aren't into cars like guys are.
It was
I like cars. I just didn't have the stories you had for your cars.
Oh.
With her little Fiat.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
I have a story. I tried to learn how to drive a stick shift, and it would roll down hills. And it took me a while to learn how to drive it.
Well, you have redeemed yourself. That was a great story.
Yeah. I'll remember that one. I'll never forget it.
That reminds me of a story. Yeah. We were in driver's ed, and there was the girl, and she had to drive the stick shift car up the hill.
Yeah.
And she lost it and control of it and started rolling backwards. And we went down the hill and through the fence, and we were stuck underneath the fence. And the instructor came over, and he started telling her how to get out from under the fence. And I was like, Coach, let me get it out of there. I can get it out. He's like, shut up. And so she's sobbing and crying. She finally scratched that car all up getting out of there.
Oh.
And we were begging him to let us get out of the car. We're like, please, Coach, don't make us ride with her anymore. That's a story.
That's a story.
Yeah, but it's not as good as Heidi's. I'm like,
that's right.
Tell us your story again, Heidi.
I had a Fiat.
All right. Well, a lot of people have their first car stories. Speaking of cars, did you see this? Almost 1 in 6 Americans have sat outside in their car without going anywhere recently just to get away, just to get a break from the kids.
Wow.
Yes.
I've done it. Heidi's fallen asleep in her car.
Heidi doesn't have kids.
That was before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I just find my car is a great place to focus.
Yeah.
And I can work in my car. It's sometimes warmer and I get some sunshine in my car.
Yeah.
It's just, I like it. I like working in there now.
She's getting She's getting a break from her boyfriend.
Oh.
So she's going out, sitting in her car. A lot of people are doing this. I mean, I do it too, Heidi. For some reason, I feel some security.
You're not married either.
In my car.
You're just sitting in your car?
But with the kids.
Oh, you're leaving your mom in there with the kids.
Yeah, like, Mom, I'll take over.
Wow.
But, you know, a lot of parents are looking to get a break and hide from the kids. And some of the places that they go, they mention the pantry and the closet.
Wow. Why wouldn't you just go where you normally go? The bathroom.
You go into the... to the pantry or the closet, and the kid like opens up the door, and you're like, oh, you found me. Like, Mom, why are you in the closet?
We're not playing hide and seek.
I thought we were playing hide and seek.
Oh, wow.
That's what she says.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Y'all are all weird,
you know,
I think.
No, you know what? Don't judge, Tom, because it could be like a 5-minute break. You just need to go in there, maybe have a little prayer time with the Lord, saying, help me, give me some endurance to get through this day.
Wow.
Okay, so parents sitting in the car, going to the pantry, closet, bathroom. Now, there's specific things people go to the bathroom for to get a break from the kids, Tom. Of course, you can just go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I usually go.
I'm going to the bathroom. No one's going to bother you in there most of the time, unless you got little kids. Then they're going to stick the fingers up underneath the door and wiggle their fingers and say, do you see this? You see it? Here's my fingers.
My kids still bother me in the bathroom. My daughter has no concern at all if I'm sitting on the pot. And it's usually when she wants to come in and show me some new creature that she wants to have as a pet. So, like, Dad, look, the long-legged jumping spider is a great pet, and we should get one. And I'm like, I'm trying to poop right now.
Okay. All right. And you can also say you're going to take a shower. That gives you at least 15 minutes.
That's not what
minutes.
I thought you were going to say.
I think you already addressed that one.
So you're saying a shower? Does that count? Because, I mean...
Yeah, you're getting a break. I mean, the shower feels so good when you don't have any interruptions and that water's beating down on the back of your neck and just peace and quiet. A bath also mentioned. is where your parents are going to get a break or hide from the kids.
My wife does
that.
Yeah,
but they can still
Epsom salts. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, Epsom salt.
She pours those in there and sits on, and she gets her iPad and she will watch like 10 episodes of something.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
she
a break.
And soaks, yeah.
Yeah, okay. When she got all those little old people wrinkles
on
her fingers.
Yeah, she got those
and stuff.
Fingers all shriveled up.
My kids, every time I take a long bath, because my oldest, he's like, man, look at my hands are so itchy. Why? And I'm like, because you just took a 4-hour bath while watching your iPad.
Give them some lotion.
That's another way to get a break, too, is put the kids in the bathtub and then just leave them for a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. Don't do that if they're very young.
No, not if they're very young. Run
you
errands.
Can't leave kids.
Run errands is what they mentioned. Is like they'll volunteer. They're like, oh, we need milk? I'll go get that. So the other spouse stays at home to get a little break. And then they'll come home, and I know I've been known to come home, sit in the car for 10 or 15 minutes extra just to give me a little break before I go in and face the chaos.
The last time I remember doing that was when I was in high school, and I was, like, coming home from a night out, and there was, like, some girl problems going on. Like, you're madly in love, and she's not in love with you. And I would sit in the car for 30 minutes with the radio, blasting out some song that I felt like was perfect for our situation. But I don't remember doing that recently.
Yeah. But you remember.
Your wife has.
Yeah, your wife's done it. I know for me, I told you that time when I was sitting there with the girl and we were in the car parked, you know.
Making out.
And so it was late and I was supposed to be at home. And all of a sudden I see these headlights behind me in her dad, like it was her parents' driveway.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, who could that be? It was my mom.
Wow.
My mom. Okay. The windows were all fogged up, and I was rolling out of the car going, what are you doing here, Mama?
Wow.
Oh,
she must have been really cool.
Yeah, I know. I broke up with that girl not long
ago. No,
after.
She broke up with you.
She did. That was good. And then my car wouldn't start because I was listening to music. So that was great.
Good thing your mom was there to help jump your car off,
yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah, mom had some jumper cables in her purse. Thank the Lord.
You know, Hawk, as sad as that is, it's still a better story than Heidi's was.
Heidi's Fiat story?
I had a Fiat. It rolled down a hill.